listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for. Cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
All right, there you go. See, you're getting ahead of everything. Just slow
that
down.
Was right on
slow
time.
Down. Slow down. Calm down. Get this back. Let me put my phone on vibrate just in case, even though nobody hits me.
Same.
Yeah, put it on vibrate. Just make it seem like motherfuckers be hitting me up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we back with another week, man. George, how was your week?
It's good. It was good.
It was a good week?
It was all right week. Damn quick, you had to ask about it. Now it's all right.
Nah, but that was crazy. You had a good week?
Sure.
Why you had such a good week? Let's talk about it.
I was just saying something, bro. Oh, leave me alone.
It's just a weird answer. It was okay. Or it was a week is usually your answer.
Touche.
Yeah.
Well, you have good. A good week?
I had a great week.
You had a great week?
Great week, man.
What made it so great?
Just having conversations with people I love and care about. That's some good-ass conversations, yo. Like, it actually started the week prior. You know what I'm saying? I went up to see my grandma. We was talking for like 2 hours straight. You know what I mean? I learned things about my family, about her that I didn't know about. You know what I mean? Having heart to heart. You know, we was talking about the baby coming up and stuff. It was just a good-ass conversation.
Nice, nice.
And then that kind of went on to like, E came over Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we ever had a deep conversation like that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, he was here for like a good 2 hours.
Mm.
Conversation. Yeah, I talked to Lie Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
For a good 2 hours. Solid conversation. I don't think I've ever talked to her like that before. And you know what I mean? We just getting to know her again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then I had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with my mom. Usually Lala don't, she won't let mom talk on the phone when she's up. So she was knocked out. So me and mom on the phone for like 2 hours, like good conversation. Then, you know what I mean? I was having got deeper. Like I never could tell my mom like what the fuck I was talking, like thinking as a kid.
Right.
Like I said, you know, that stigma, black people, you know, especially black men, you gotta be tough. Can't cry. Maybe I was afraid that, you know, I mean, my mom thought I was crazy. You know, therapy is crazy, just things like that. But I got to tell her how I felt, and especially now that I'm a little more educated on the topic of mental health, a little bit, not a lot. But and then last night I talked to my grandma, like she made my night better, cause like you seen us in Milford, like when she got home, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. It was just cooling, bro. I wanted to find something to do, bro. Nothing to do. Like, I just didn't want to be chilling.
Right.
But then I opened that bottle of tequila. You know, that long drinking kind of just make you sad. I was like, damn, this is a hell of a way to end the damn weekend. I mean, the week. You know what I'm saying? You just had a good week, and it was just based off of all conversation. Most of them on the phone. And I called my grandma. We had a good-ass talk. Talk about what's going on. And it just made an exceptional week. It's crazy how much, like, talking to people can actually make you feel good.
Right, you know what I
mean? Granted, I hate Fridays at work, but, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like...
It's fair.
I don't know. It just felt good, just talking to everybody. And now that I'm a little bit more open with myself and a little bit more out of my shell, I can talk. And I'm not afraid to ask certain questions about people.
Right.
Answer questions about myself. Shit's amazing, bro. Like, it was good. Hopefully, I got a better week coming up. Maybe some more conversations with certain people. You know what I mean? Shit fire, bro. Like, I know you don't talk much, man, but you got to find that within yourself. I advise. I know you don't have to take it, but
that's my advisor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, bro. That's what I do.
What I pay you for.
I mean, yeah, I'm a life coach. But not seriously, bro, like how much a conversation can actually, you know what I mean, bring out, even if you're not even talking about your trauma. Like a conversation doesn't have to be about your trauma.
Right.
just getting to know everybody. You know what I mean? Actually being in tune with that conversation and laughing, crying, you know what I mean? Connecting. Shit's amazing, bro. And it makes you feel good. Like, I haven't had a week like this in so long.
Right.
And I appreciate all the people that took their time out to actually just talk to me. You know what I mean? And I know we talk almost every Sunday. You know what I mean? Not every Sunday, but,
yeah.
You know, we, you know what I mean? We have a conversation on the mic, but
it ain't nothing it's, like. Nah, it's yeah. nowhere close to.
Yeah. And I feel like, honestly, I know, fuck, now I'm talking to you for real now. It's just like, you know what I mean? We haven't had a conversation in a
we
long
haven't.
Time.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a good minute.
I thought about it.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Before. I'm not going to say recently because I don't think it was like within the past
week or so.
Week, really?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone. I was like, man, I said, me and George kind of fell off. Like, don't you do the podcast? I'm just like, yeah, but that's different. Like,
we don't kick it.
Yeah. We don't kick it like that no more. So it's like, you know what I mean? I miss that too. But you know how it go. And like me not wanting to be home lately. I was just telling Amber, it's not because of you. She's been doing great. The baby's doing great.
Right.
It's just that I think I'm growing out of that kind of that introvert ways of mine. And it's not like I'm trying to do everything all the time.
Right.
That's not what I'm here for. You know what I mean? I'm still a chill, laid back dude. But because even those times that I'm not doing anything, if I come by the house or something like that, you know what I mean? We not doing anything. Just being around different people. You know, it's just, that makes me feel good. Or I'm not just stuck in the house because I can't enjoy TV or enjoy playing a fucking video game, bro. It's really weird.
Right.
I can't. People be like, oh, you watch such and such. You know, I'm like, nah, bro. I haven't been watching TV lately. Like, I kind of just been trying to just get away.
Yeah.
It's really rough when you can't find anybody when you're alone. You know what I mean? Like, when you want to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't got to that point to where, like, I feel afraid to hit somebody up and ask if they want to do something. Or if y'all just want to kick it. Like, talk or whatever. That's hard for me. But everybody want to call me when I'm at work.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I get a million calls when I'm doing something. Like, I'm actually doing something. Or I'm at work.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. And then everybody else just gone. Like, he hit me up. I thought he was going to be like, bro, what you doing? You want to chill or something? They're like, yeah. Cause I was bored. Nigga, I was just, But I'm trying to get out of that introvert. I'm cool being an introvert, and I think that's still going to be me. But you get a little splash of extrovert in there. So, you know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Yeah, I think I need that.
Yeah.
Kind of. I find myself going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Not by desire.
Yeah.
And I noticed that it's only continuing. It's not like regressing at all, but it's just like.
At least you're self-aware.
I guess. But if you're not making any changes to it, are you really self-aware or are you just.
You're just telling that person or your people to deal with it. Like being self-aware, like if somebody's like, I'm a bitch and I know it, you're being self-aware. But if you're not changing in any way, it's like, yo, just deal with it. This is where
right.
I am.
Yeah,
deal
so
with
I
it.
Asked the wrong question. Is it enough to be self-aware? Really? Not. That's not a real question. I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah. But to answer that non-question, I think.
No.
Yes. Nah. It is enough to be self-aware. You just got to be able. Your self-awareness has to equate with your desire to change. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. You have to want to. All because you're self-aware don't mean shit. And you can say that, you know what I mean? I'm growing. Every day, and you know that you're not making progress, that just makes you a liar to yourself, really, because you're telling people every day, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna change, you know what I'm saying? It's just growth, it takes time, trust the process. You can say all that,
yeah, but if you ain't doing nothing, you're just lying,
yeah, to yourself. Because if you tell anybody else and they don't see any change, I mean, really, if you tell anybody else, what's the chances are they really don't give a fuck?
90 usually.
Yeah, you know 90%. What I'm saying? I guess it depends on who you tell too.
True.
Because if you're telling me that you're changing and you feel like you're growing, then I see that you're not, I probably call you out on it.
That's fair.
Because it's you.
Right.
Like, bro,
you gotta hold the person accountable.
Exactly. And like, yo, I like, I think you can do it. I don't know what's stopping you or what's, I'm about to say, getting in your way. It's only you.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's just, it's weird. It's like, it's, I don't even know how to describe it. Because it's not like I enjoy like having conversations with people and like not just like a small talk conversation, but having an actual conversation. But at the same time, lately, I found myself like not in the sense of, well, I don't know what it's in the sense of, but just kind of like waiting for it to be over. Just like
the conversation.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like some weird part of my brain. It's just like I'm in it and I'm having the conversation, but I start getting feeling like a little bit antsy. Like, I don't know if I feel like there's some unseen force behind me that's makes me feel like this is wasting time, that I'm supposed to be like be somewhere or like supposed to be doing something, yeah. But it's definitely not true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I will try to cut the conversation short or anything and be like, all right, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. But just like, it just like the antsy feeling that builds in me as it goes on, mm-hmm. like I'm wasting time or something. It's just, it's weird.
And it's crazy because it's probably like even with, but no, yeah, and it's probably with the people that you care about, or at least you love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yeah, mostly. I don't really like have conversations
with random people.
Yeah,
which I do.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some people that kind of like that, and it's probably more random people than none. And you don't really have to be interesting for me to have a conversation with you.
Right.
Because once I'm invested, I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? So if you start talking about, we start talking about fucking something simple. This, I know this can be fall on the lines of small talk, but how was your day? You know what I'm saying? Not a non-interesting person, or that's not usually interesting, might have a boring answer.
Right.
But even
depends
when
on, it depends on how much they're invested in communicating with a random person as well.
That's true. But even those quote unquote non-interesting people, they might bring up something so interesting that you never heard of, and then boom, you can just roll off of that. Like, man, hold on, what? You did what? With who? And when? Like, I'm saying, because I kind of fall on the lines of them non-interesting people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I feel it. Like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a lot of excitement in my life.
Right. Like, I can see where you're coming from.
But it's so weird how I can conversate.
Yeah. Like, you're an interesting person that is living an uninteresting life at the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, how...
It's not that you yourself are uninteresting.
I guess.
It's just, like, you're not really doing much.
Yeah. There's not a lot going on right now.
Exactly.
I mean, granted, a lot of the talk is baby talk now.
No,
because people are asking like how the baby's doing and whatever. But like even before that, I was just sitting there like, bro, how the fuck can I stay? But I think it's because I'm interested in other people's like life.
Mm.
Like I said, when I get invested, more than likely the conversation is about you.
Right.
When it comes to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not planning on that. It's just that.
Just how it plays out.
Exactly. So like. That's it. I was just thinking about a DMX song. but like it's so crazy how that happens. Like I want to know what that unforeseen force, or what did you say?
Unseen force.
I want to know what the fuck that is, bro.
Me too.
Because like I've seen you have conversations.
Yeah.
Good ass conversations. I've been a part of them.
I can do it.
You can. And it's not like you're not hearing anybody, even when you're on your phone.
Yeah.
You hear them.
Right.
You just feel like you don't take any interest in what the fuck they're saying.
I can see how that could be.
Yeah, it just seems portrayed. That way. Yeah, right. Yeah. And then you might hear something, and then you'll pick your head up like, the fuck you just said? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, what the fuck? Like, right. It happens a lot, because I say some off-the-wall shit sometimes.
It's true.
And then you'll pop, like, your head would pop up, so I know you hear me.
Yeah.
But you just got to make sure what the fuck I just said. So, like, man, like, I know it's in you, but maybe there is just something. Maybe it's something that you're going through in your life right now. Maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe you are growing or you have of course you have growth. Like, growing you need to do, but maybe it's that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just another
tournament
of power. No, it's just another turning point in life. It's another fork in the road. It's like, I can feel the fork coming quicker and quicker.
I think I'm there.
And it's, well, yeah. You placed a fork in your life.
Maybe.
You inserted that fork in your life.
Hey, yeah.
In the most literal sense.
No, but it's not even that. I think it's like where I'm at, like, the baby not here yet.
Right.
And my life, this was happening before I found out.
Right.
I felt it in my soul, like everything. Like, yeah. What the fuck am I about to do?
Exactly.
Why do I feel this way? Like, I slowly and slowly started being interested in things that I was interested in before, as an introvert would be. You know what I mean? The TV and the video games. Like, I used to be a easily entertained person.
Right.
Now, I just want to go out there and punch doors for no reason. I know that sounds crazy.
No, I'm down.
You know what I'm saying? Just punch fucking doors.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean? It's something to do. I'm energized. It's like, I can go back to the gym, and I'm cool with that. Like, I haven't been to the gym. I need to.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But he said, yes, I am down. But it's like, man, now with the baby coming, I just want to do more. Not because the baby's coming and I feel like my life is done.
Right.
It's just that it's suppressed.
Something's been planted in your life to get your wheels turning.
Yeah, and I think it might be the lack of experience in my life. Okay. I can't even tell my son what the fuck I've done.
Yeah, again.
I mean, I can, but...
It'd be a short list, maybe, but...
Yeah, like, I can tell him what I've done, but it ain't nothing that I can... I don't know. Like, being a dad, rough. And especially now that I know it's a boy. Man. Like, dad, what's a hoe phase? Like, son, I never had one. You know what I'm saying? I never got to experience a hoe phase.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, like, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I want one now, but it's just right. I never had a hoe phase. I can't really, I don't have a lot of experience with, like, women to tell my son this. At least I know, yo, protection. I've studied women my whole life. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not saying anybody has a PhD in femininity. I'm pretty sure
people do.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Do you even think a woman could? Because a lot of women don't even know what the hell they want.
I think they have a literal
like,
paperwork document saying that they have a PhD in some like femininity. But I think it's bullshit.
Woman psychology.
That's a little different, but all right.
Yeah. All right. Yes, but...
Either way,
I just, you know what I mean? I can try my best and, like, what my dad told me and what my uncles, my cousins, older cousins, like, or things that I've seen. Like, I can help you out, but I'm just mad at myself not having that experience, so...
Right.
You know, the women thing I'm not really worried about, just more of everything else. I'm not trying to be like a, I can't say that now.
Okay.
I kind of want to be a superhero to my kid.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be
every
an idol.
Parent shouldn't want
to
be.
Yeah, I don't really want to be his idol. I would like to be somebody that he can look up to kind of like base his personality off of a little bit. Like, I'm not a bad guy. Not perfect, though. Yeah, but I do kind of want to be a superhero to my kid, you know? That should be fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just your kid just going to school, be like, my dad is my superhero. Like, hold on. Bitch, you got so many other superheroes out there in the world. You pick
him. He even got no powers.
Right. But yeah, bro. I just want to be that guy for my kid. And I think, I'm not saying experience will help, but I think it could. Like, with anything.
I don't think there's any situation in which experience doesn't help.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, my friend. So that shit kind of, he's always in my head all the time. No matter what I'm doing.
Right.
Just, here he comes. And I'm like, man. And I don't want to be in a situation where mentally I'm not happy and my child's born.
Right.
And I already know that the stress that comes behind it, like being a new parent and all that shit. I want to be able to at least be, not saying that I'm not happy now, but I do lack happiness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to make sure mentally I'm good. And that could be, you know what I mean? Could be where I work. You know what I mean? That could be not knowing what the fuck I want to do in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just anything. Or the lack of experience of right. anything. Just experience in the world.
Right.
My mom talking about the trip she about to go on. My mom been so many places, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And to be struggling like we all are, I'll be like, yo, how the fuck do you get here? Like, I want to be that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to say that I've been. And I've been in this fucking bubble of Harrington lately. The last 10 years. No, it's not 10, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
8.
You can say 10. I don't think there's a literal number on 10.
For some reason, I feel like it got to be in the teens or up. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Like 50, 11 times.
It tricks you because the teen part in it, but.
Yeah, so and just that being in that bubble has kind of got me in that point. So now I'm trying to do something. Now it ain't nobody to really do it with, and my schedule kind of fucks it up. But I make it. That's the excuse.
Right, yeah.
That's exactly. The excuse that I give.
Yep.
And I'm trying to break out of that. Right. See how I just fell into it? Mm-hmm. Nah, fuck that. You know what I mean? Right.
I get it.
You can save money and it's just like, yo, you save your money, you pay your bills, you got some money left, go do something with it.
You can say that.
Go do something with it. Like if your bills are paid, you know what I'm saying? I think the best way is to set a goal so you know how much you're putting up and how much you might have left.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, some things happen. You got birthdays, you got maintenance on your vehicle, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be.
Let me tell you, man.
What's up?
This life that we live in was not made for more.
Okay.
Like, literally the life we're living right now, since we are both pretty similar in literally job and...
literally job, yeah. It's funny because things, it's true, yeah.
A few other things until you have your child. Few other things.
That's close enough.
Right. We, like, there is no, like you were just talking about the whole, as long as your bill's paid, but you also got to have something for savings.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, also, if anything happens, you need money prepared for that. But it can't be your savings money, because your savings money should be saved for, like, getting a place, a better place, like a house
to
live in for the rest of your life, or starting up your kids' college fund, shit like that. And then everything throughout the year. Man, it seems like every fucking month there's something that you have to fork out money for because it's some holiday or celebration thing. Like, why everybody got to have a birthday?
Why don't we just celebrate all at once?
Why the fuck are there so many holidays that call for gift giving? Name two holidays that don't.
Thanksgiving. Day.
Okay. All right, you got me. Name five.
St. Patrick's Day. Independence Day, Thanksgiving, Groundhog Day, New Year's, and that's my birthday. But
I was about to say, but even some of those
are like birthdays.
You got to chip in money for something,
a party, anything.
Independence Day, fireworks.
Yeah, you got to pitch out something.
New Year's, booze.
St. Patrick's Day, green.
Booze,
booze. Like, Groundhog Day, booze.
Like, man, every single month.
Yeah.
Looking at my finances the past 4 months, there's been something that I've had is a strong word.
You something
I've
to,
felt right. obligated mm-hmm. because of my own lack of creativity to push money into.
Yeah. You're right.
Because I'm not one of those people that can think of creative, thoughtful gifts and have them planned out and ready, especially ones that don't cost money.
Right.
So any event like that, I'm forking out hundreds of dollars to try to provide something to celebrate for.
Which can kind of, like, I've seen your creativity pop out sometimes. I've seen it. But just,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sometimes we talk, even podcast things. It's like popping out with a gift or anything, like you said, you forking out money, right? And they always say it's the thought that counts. So, like, I mean, I wouldn't beat myself up for that, but I would beat myself up because of the money that I'm spending, where, like, really it doesn't have to be that way. I feel like we we just put it on that because a lot of people put a price on love. You know what I mean? Like, just...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where the lack of creativity comes in. Because if you can't think of something thoughtful,
yeah,
you got to try and buy something thoughtful. And thoughtful shit ain't cheap.
And they kind of like... They know that.
Yeah, they made it that way.
Yeah, they know that. But yeah, I don't know, man. And that's where I come into to where, like, shit, I barely buy gifts because I really don't want gifts. And then people give me gifts, and I'm like, fuck, now I got to get them a gift. You know what I mean? I we talked about this for, like, Christmas and shit. It's just, yeah, like, I don't, if anything, phone call, text, anything, just saying happy birthday means more than you buying me shit or Merry Christmas or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even Christmas. But I do like the feeling of Christmas. But, I mean, to your point of saying, like, we're not built, like, our life is, how did you put it? Not meant for more?
Yeah. At this current time and place.
That's bullshit, though.
No.
You said at this current time and place.
Right. We might be.
Yeah.
But our lives and the way that they're set up in this moment are not.
So we got to make that change.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we're afraid to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And change is a bitch. And when you get comfortable, like, change, when you got so many things changing at one time, that shit just irk the fuck out
scary.
Of you. It's scary. Emotions, mentally, you'll break down. Like, change can do it, but sometimes, like, embrace that change and see where it takes you, because shit's going to change around you regardless if you like it or not.
No matter what.
So it's just like, now you have to.
You can either be the force that changes it. Ooh. Or have to flow with the roll. Roll with roll the
flow.
Yeah.
Or flow
with
the roll.
Yeah, roll with the.
But that's some real shit. And if you're the person with the power to change things around you, that's a.
You are. Always.
I mean, yes. But I'm saying, like, if you create that change more than often, or more so than some people, you the man. You pretty much, or the woman. Like, you just doing your thing, bro. Like, it's crazy. So, like, we can be that force. Just got to let that shit happen. Like, I was sitting there. I was talking to Tone. Did I tell you I talked to Tone?
Recently?
Yeah. When I was saying the conversation, I talked to Tone for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Bro doing his thing right now. You know what I mean? He's blessed. Positivity. I mean, he in another state. He doing his thing. I ain't going to put all his business out. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I told him, I was like, yo, there's so many motherfuckers in this world that got ambition. And it sucks that you have to be, there's a chance that you might not be that person to run shit. You know what I mean? Not everybody can own their own business.
It's true.
Not everybody can own their own company and do whatever. And this shit going to be hard and take hard work. But it's like, you can't unappreciate those people that help your company. So, like, if you're that person, if you're happy where you are and you're a store associate at Walmart and you're happy where you are, bro, you should be appreciated. Even if you have the ambition of the CEO of Walmart and, like, you know, maybe you caught that ambition late. The fact that you can still go out and do something, but you're happy where you are, your family, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Like, those people don't get enough credit because, like, they help you run your business. So, like, we were talking about, like, yo, I got ambition. You know what I mean? Tone got ambition to do things. And I'm like, man, even if I got mine, there's a chance that I could just be that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
But it's like, why not make every situation the best situation? You know what I mean? Even though people might test you every day or your job might test you or shit like that. Just like, you just got to make best of what you got. And that saving, I feel like saving should be rainy day too.
Right.
Yeah, I meant to say that. Like,
you got to have like three different kinds of saving.
Or just one. I mean, like, if you're saving, and like, yeah, you're trying to get a down payment on a home, but you know if your car break down, you got to get that fixed just so you can continue saving to get your down payment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, three different kinds of saving.
It sucks when that shit happens, but it's just like three different types of savings, bro. You have no money left. Like, not unless you put, like, if you got $500 and you put $50 for rainy day, $100 for your total savings, and I don't know what the third saving would be.
You got your emergency.
Emergency.
You got your future.
Uh-huh.
And then you got your rainy day.
Okay. Emergency.
That's the three.
So, like, you could put 100 up for your future, your growth.
Right.
And then 50 apiece in your emergency and your rainy day. I mean, there's ways that you can do it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, 500 is low as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Depending on what your bill's looking like.
I feel bad someone trying to live off 500.
Yeah, that's crazy. Check. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh,
can't.
No. Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like that. But yeah, bro. Shit. We have the ability to do things and also just, like, because luckily, I feel like we might be making, I can't speak for you, I mean, making a good amount of money. Yeah, bills getting away. And we may not have a whole lot after.
Right.
But it's something that we can go out and do something.
True. 100%.
That's where I'm at in life. I'm about to start saying, that's fuck fair. It. And go. Like, my savings looking low right now. But. But.
But. There's a but.
I'm about to make a change. And it's about to grow. But I'm also about to have this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have this money so I can go and do things.
Right.
There.
I'm stuck in the, I'm not stuck, but I've been feeling more and more lately that I wish, I know I've said it so many times, but we were in a different era.
Oh, yeah.
Because just like the thought of, I know we've talked about it before, it wouldn't really be pleasant because it's not actually a pleasant time. It's just thinking of it, we kind of can rose colored glasses feel towards it.
Are we not living it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, God, back in the early 1900s, late 1800s, where like, it's there's this feeling being someone living right now that life, like everyday life, isn't like it was back then. Which I mean, hearing myself say that right now, like, duh. Dude. But just like the fact that back then, your whole purpose in life was just to survive. There wasn't like some bigger purpose behind the works for most people. It was like, maybe you had a job, but that was so that you could finance building yourself a house and starting up your family. And, or you didn't. You could literally live off the land. And your whole life could just be about living your life and making like a shelter and starting a family. And your family, their whole job could be maintaining that land, building a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And like you didn't have to have a job. Like it was, you build your house, you start up a nice farm. Maybe you need money for that. Start up your farm. But like once you get the farm rolling, that's all your family needs.
Yeah, that's all you need.
You got your food source right there. You've got your family.
Mm-hmm.
You got your land. You've got your house. And that was it. Everyday life was just maintaining that.
Seemed like you wanted it to be simple.
Yeah. I'm a simple person. Simple.
Yeah. I think we just got too many wants now.
That could be a part of it.
There's just a lot of wants in the world. And people swear we need this and we need that. And we don't, but.
We don't.
Flashy, and we like, yo, I gotta have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get that. Or, and there's envy and there's competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People always put that in. And you're like, yo, I envy this person to get in this vehicle that I always wanted. So they'll go through everything. Credit up, whatever, just to buy that vehicle to pay $500 a month.
Right.
Because and it's not bad to go for things that you aspire for. But it's like, man, like you struggle for that to where like any other car with four wheels would have been just as good.
Right. It's car like, is just the thing to get you from point A to point B.
Right. Like you're not gonna live in that bitch. I hope that you don't want to live in that bitch. But I mean, some people have to.
Right.
But yeah, and I can understand the simple life. There's even a time, again, rose color glasses, you know what I mean, the hardships, we don't live it and we would never live it.
Right.
Is well,
hopefully.
Yeah, like, you know, segregation and shit.
Right.
But there's a time to where if you look at the white folks in like the '50s and shit, it was kind of like that, except for that you had a job, but it just seemed like motherfuckers was cool with that.
Well, not yet, because a normal full-time job would allow you to have a nice house, have your wife not have to work,
yep,
be able to have a few children, and still be able to afford a couple weeks worth of vacation throughout a year.
Yeah, to go anywhere and
right,
get a car, you know what I'm saying? It just seems simple. Like, they, I don't,
set
know
it up perfect for themselves, but it was not set up well for future.
Right. So now everything's a fucking money game. And now everything, you know, with the world, how it is, you know, inflation and shit like that, and everything just going up. And we just survive to make sure we can
survive.
Yeah, like, keep food in the house if you can't get food stamps and stuff. And even that, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people are good with that. I'm not good with that. Like, food stamps, they could help.
Right.
But it's just like, man, like, you think about it, we just paying into that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you're working and you get food stamps, technically, you're paying into that shit. Technically. And then you're helping other people get it. You know what I mean? I know your dollar might be small potatoes, but it, bro. I can understand that simple life. If that shit could be now, but I think we're just talking what's that? Is that communism?
Nah, man, I don't even know.
Yeah, I think we almost talked about it once again, and you was like, you don't know. You were supposed to help me out.
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, bro. The work week is fucking stupid. Just everything, man. And then they put it in our face when it's like in shows and commercials and social media that we want that shit.
Yeah,
like, man, they went to an island. They went to a resort, bro. I want to go there. I want that, which I do.
But I know, sure, it'd be nice.
I know damn well it's going to kill me with everything that I have right now.
Right, but not only that, like, where we are, if we took a half a day trip, a day trip, a couple hour trip, we could be somewhere where we could have a similar type experience.
Right.
That, I mean, it wouldn't be exactly the same, of course. Talking about maybe islands and
resorts. Yeah.
Right. But, like, just being somewhere that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Or being somewhere that's got stuff to do that's fun and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not out of the option.
Nah. Because we got the power to make things enjoyable.
Well, that too.
We do. Like, anything. We can just be like, yo, I'm good with this. And when, in fact, that you're not good with it, with being around good people, having some fun, seeing somewhere beautiful,
that's on you.
Like, that's literally on you, bro. It's, if you're not enjoying that moment just because you woke up the next day, like, nigga, you could have died in your sleep, not even be close to getting to a resort. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that could be it.
I got it. Look, we go in on this, we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. We both got to get campers. You also have to get a bear truck. I have to get mine better maintained.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first two parts. And we both got nice campers, working trucks. We travel the country. That's it.
I would love to do that.
There's a thing with state parks. It's like $80 a year, and you can stay in any state park. It's a pass.
Oh, shit.
Like, you can stay in any state park. You get a gym membership, Planet Fitness.
Go any
24-hour gym.
Yeah.
They've got showers. Bro. They got showers and bathrooms. You could literally just travel around the country the whole time.
I always wanted to.
The only thing that would be an issue is still having money for, like, food and stuff. But, shit, you stop in a city or a town, you pick up a small job, work it for a few weeks, maybe a couple months, just to get you a little more money built up.
Right.
And then you go off again.
And it's crazy because you don't really, like, with me, in that scenario, me having an extra mouth to feed, you really don't need that much. Like, I'm not saying, like, fast food, but you go out there and you buy, like, we just overeat as Americans. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need that food. We don't need that fancy
right.
shit.
You go in a grocery store,
yep.
You shop up for a week, mm-hmm. You're good.
Boom.
If you get a good enough camper, like a decent camper, it'll have a small kitchen area that'll have the necessities to make a dinner.
Get a little grill.
Maybe a little grill, too.
That sounds like the life, bro. I always wanted to do it. I was like, man, when I retire, I just want to travel the country in the damn RV.
Why wait?
That word. I think I could do it. I don't know about Amber, but I think I could do it. But that's just to see different things every day. Like, I can just pack up and leave and go somewhere. Go. Oh, yeah, we need gas money, too.
That would be an issue. That would definitely be an issue nowadays.
So now you definitely got to get something that can, you know what I mean?
You get a remote job. Yep. Something that doesn't require you to be at a location.
Yeah. Like I said, DoorDash.
Maybe.
Maybe you can Uber a little.
Maybe.
That'd be dope. I like that idea.
Right?
I've seen enough of Delaware to where I'm good. Fucking go somewhere, man. I like the idea. I like it. Maybe one day. But for right now, you got to plan it right now if that's what you really want.
Right?
Talk to her, see if she want to do it. Yo, let's just get a camper and go. Live.
That's all it takes. Live.
You homeschool your kid. Teach you about nature. That's it.
You won't be able to survive in a society, but you damn sure be able to survive in the wild.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Right?
Word, man.
We can start the revolution of wildlife, wilderness survivors.
Yo, I was talking to my grandma, yo. Yeah. Fire ass plan. It involves hitting for a lot of money.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. Well, we already talked about it. The fucking homestead, bro. If I got a whole lot of money,
that's the first thing.
Yeah, my family is getting, we're buying a big ass, huge piece of land.
Move to the middle of the country.
Yep.
That's all you gotta do.
And we good, bro.
Middle of the country, get something nice set up.
Cell phone tower. No,
maybe if you got money, yeah. You get a cell phone tower, you get your house made specifically to survive anything, depending on where you're at. Might need to be tornadoes, or it might need to be earthquakes, might need to be both, depending on where you're at. Wildfires,
mm-hmm.
Possibly, maybe a little more southern hurricanes,
just get like real southern. They have a big ass bunker under there.
Okay, so you get a decent house and a good, really good bunker.
You get a big ass bunker where everybody like, yo, it's a tornado.
Just live underground.
Just live mold underground. People. Be mold people.
I mean, you come up, but you're investing all your money into an underground living.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Like, it's been a couple like shows and stuff that show like they live underground. Just go straight down and then have like, you have everything in there, like rooms. It'd kind of be set up like apartments in a way.
Yeah, kind
of. Big ass apartments and shit. Mm-hmm. And I know it's places that exist like this. They can't tell me it's
doubt.
That where it's like living space underground.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfuckers, like either rich motherfuckers or people that just built that shit that just live underground. And they come up, of course. They're not technically mold people, but.
Right.
Yeah. And that should be fire too. Just in case some shit happen.
Yeah. Be good backup.
Yeah. In case some, you know what I mean, some buttons get pressed.
You never know nowadays.
Never. Never. Well, George, you know what time it is. Your word.
Discipline.
Discipline. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It relates. Yeah. It relates. Yeah. Gotta have it. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Like, comment, share.
You already know.
Yeah. And this has been the Lost in Translation podcast. And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.